Chaitanyam, the Mahaprabhu's blessed season. And also there is mentioned the beyond this creative world, what is there, eternally dancing world. The eternal dance is there. Here contraction and expansion, and there eternal dance. And that is also dual and the higher type, according to the nature of the rasa or anandam or ecstasy, which is the desired thing of every conscious unit. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Rain stopped. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Yes.
Krishna's pastimes in this material world are eternally going on. When
yes.
Krishna finishes one pastime in this universe, the pastime begins in another universe.
My
question is, when the universes are withdrawn into Mahavishnu, do the pastimes continue to go on?
Then what?
When the universe is
dissolved,
Mahapralaya. Then the past.
This side is almost equal to zero, equilibrium, and the other side is in full swing always. Nitya lila, the eternal aspect, no harm there.
But the Bhoma lila.
Just as suppose the fruit falls from the tree and it is finished gradually, but the tree is there, something like that. This may equate to zero, but the other is eternally going on.
But this question of Goloka Gokula arises.
The Gokul Vrindavan, it is there, but the seer are all absent. It is there in ideal. That is extended here. What we see from our different position of existence, but it is there always. But we have not eye, so no seer, no touch, none to, but it is same with that. It is in such a plane that it cannot, the external different processes of the material energy, it cannot touch that fine ideal existence in that plane. Suppose if the earth vanishes, that does not mean that whole solar system will vanish, it is there. But the men on the earth, they cannot see that. And its influence on the earth. It is in another plane existing, finest plane, that the creation, the evolution, it is beyond evolution and dissolution. Such subtle energy. If the earth destroys, the air or the ether may not be destroyed. The ethereal representation in the earth is not destroyed, but is within and outside the earth. The ether within and outside the earth, but with the dissolution of the earth, ether may not be dissolved. It is there. Something like that. Yathā mahānti bhūtāni bhūti śuccā vati śuccā pravishtāni apravishtāni tathā teshu natesyaham. It is there and not there. I am everywhere and I am nowhere. Everything in me, nothing in me. We have to understand that aspect of the cause and the effect, relation of the cause and the effect of different types. The inner representation of the cause and the outer superficial representation of the cause. They may have different position and different property in every respect. The body may be destroyed, mind may not be. Mind may be destroyed. Atma may not be.
Maharaj?
Yes.
When Krishna, in Krishna Leela, Krishna in Vrindavan is the original Krishna. But when Krishna is in Mathura or Dwarka, it's Vasudeva Krishna. So my question is, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in Navadvipa, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to Jagannath Puri, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri the original Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
One and the same, a difference in function and our concern. He is conscious of his own position, but the functional question differs.
Is Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri an expansion of Mahaprabhu in Navadvipa?
Mahaprabhu in Navadvipa. Generally, there are two phases. Radha Krishna Milito, that is in, that has come once in one day of Brahma, Astabhinsa Chaturthyugi. And the Mahaprabhu, as the giver of the Harinam, Yugavatar, every Kali Yuga he comes, both combined here. And when in Puri, generally we do not find this Namavatar. But that Radha Govinda Milito, and he is particularly engaged in his original Leela. That he is searching himself in the mode of Radha Rani. Not so much engagement of spreading Only the name of Krishna is found there. The superficial aspect is not, is almost absent there. But very far connection are not completely eliminated. But in the greater aspect, the partial representation is represented in such way. The Yugavatar is represented in Swayam Bhagavan Lila. Harsi Prabhu Kaisuno Swarup Ram Rai. Namo Sankirtanam Kalo Param Upayati. Mahaprabhu addressing to Swarup and Ram Rai. Sometimes coming outside on the superficial temperament in connection with the world. Oh, Swarup, oh, Damodar, this Ramananda. The Naam Sankirtan is a very wonderful means to attain the divine love of Krishna. In this way he is expressing and testing but mostly deeply engaged in separation of Krishna, searching. More attentive or less attentive, no function can be completely separated from another. All have some unification of uniting relationship tiring. Ishvartatya bhidmani dehaya apurad. The continuance is always present everywhere and anywhere. Nothing can come in to separate totally. It is continuous. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur.
Maharaj?
Yes?
In every Kali Yuga there is a particular form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes?
What is it?
In every Kali Yuga there's a particular form of Mahaprabhu comes.
Yes. As Yugavatar. As Yugavatar, he generally comes every Kali Yuga. Krishna also comes every Kali Yuga. And then Hamsa and Hayagriva. Then Satya Yuga, Satya Yuga, Kriti, Yadhayudu Vishnu. Tritayam Raktavarna Su, Devari, Bhagavan Shama, and in Kalabhavi Tathasinu, Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam, Sangho Pangastu Vastu, Yagyani Sankirtana Praya Jajanti Yasumi Dasa, Kalu Gujjavatar, secret. So it is in a mystic way it has been described in Bhagavatam, not very clearly as in other areas. Because Channa Kalu, when Prabhupada Maharaj's song we find, so one of your name is Trijuga. You represent in Trijuga. And in the fourth, it is Channa in disguise. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna. From the newcomers,
The Gambira at Jagannath Puri.
The Gambira
at Jagannath Puri.
Gambira, yes.
Is that Gaudiya Math temple?
No, that is separate. Not within the administration of any followers of Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. But they belong to the Sahajiya section.
They're Sahajiyas.
Something like the more influence of the Sahajiya section there. But still, cannot but be some modification in them, though they are opposing Gaudiya Math, but unconsciously imbibed something from there. Cannot but improve their condition. Though putting blame on Gaudiya Math people, but still they are correcting themselves unconsciously. Because the eyes of the public are being opened, so then it is difficult to continue them in their foolish way, being modified more or less. These Goswamis, the other so many who take the name of Nidai Gauranga and go on with their whimsical things, as much as the propagation of Gaudiya Math is extending, they are feeling to maintain difficulty of their own whimsical opinions and activities. Unconsciously they are modifying themselves, correcting themselves. Go, hurry, go. Many of them are openly announcing, we cannot, could not understand Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the beginning. We opposed him like anything. But now we understand gradually that what he did, though we thought it was against the sampradaya, but now we can see that what he did, apparently different from our custom, but he did rightly. Many of them say like that in the open meeting. One of them was who was the chairman when some municipal address was given to Swami Maharaj when he came here first with Achyutananda and that Ramanuja. He was given here the welcome, municipal welcome, and one Mr. Hindu, Gopendu, Sankotetva, is a good scholar of Sanskrit and the so-called follower of Mahaprabhu, and he remarked one day in a meeting where I was present that we fought with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in many ways, that he is introducing many novelties into the sampradaya, crossing the direction of the previous acharyas. We accused him with this vehemently in paper and on paper, press and platform. But now we come to realize that what he did it rightly. We had not so much foresight to see him at that time. So the other day, the Chaitanya Mahārāja, the principal of the college Navadvīp, he also announced that in a meeting. We could not understand him at that time. Now we realize that what he did is quite justified, and we failed to understand him in this way. Many of them are admitting the fact. The apparent service may not be real, and the real service may not always apparently a copy of the former, imitation of the former. The spirit is all important and not the form. Rupa Sanatana took the form of Gopin, white dress, and the Prabhupada a great dress and dandam, new introduction. But the spirit was there, the form was modified. And the form is what the Babaji is, the spirit is absent. The difference is this. So spirit should be welcomed at all cost, on all ages and time. The spirit is all in all, and the form may vary. The outer, according to the environment, the form may vary. But the spirit must be there eternally. And the differentiation between spiritual representation, that is of eternal type, it is there. And we have to adjust with them according to our inner necessity and capacity. Nidai gold, hurry, gold. Swami Maharaj, he has deviation in from Guru Maharaj in giving the names of the sannyasins. The process in which our Guru Maharaj gave them to the sannyasi, Swami Maharaj deviated from that. But I, though other God brothers, they feel something different, I do not do so, because he was more grand, great in magnitude, and the circumstances was also very different from that of India. So this sort of freedom he must have to adjust with the circumstances, the nature and the education, civilization of the province. This latitude he must should enjoy. Enjoy means he must found such insinuation from within for greater accommodation. So naming and so many things are different. But we have to see the spirit within, not the outward thing. And the Prabhupada also, formally, he seemed to deviate from Bhaktivinoda Thakur's. Bhaktivinoda Thakur laid stress in the household life, and he was very much afraid of the life of renunciation that may be very grieved and serious, and maybe reactionary. But Prabhupada, he came with such an organization. He gave some chance what was not generally available, that Vaishnava Seva, Vaishnava Association, Sadhu Sangha. What is the most indispensable necessity in the life of a sadhaka? That is Sadhu Sangha. He made arrangement with that Sadhu Sangha available to many. And he took both steps to collect persons of different stages and to draw them in and giving chance of divine service under the guidance of the Vaishnava Seva, always hearing, always engagement. And so his deviation from Bhaktivinoda Thakur was amply compensated by another aspect. So that deviation is no deviation in spirit, but in form. For Swami Maharaj also had deviated formally in many cases. But the spirit is intact there. Who have eye to see that, they will embrace them. Otherwise, others will murmur that he took the name of Prabhupada himself, of his guru, what his guru had reverence for Bhaktivinoda Thakur's name. And he has given this Ananda Vivekanandi Kaila, the Ramakrishna Mission. They generally use this Ananda in the sannyasi. But our Prabhupada did not do. So deviation from Prabhupada, all this sort of accusing may come on Swami Maharaj, deviation from his own guru. But one who has got eye to see the spirit within, he won't care for this change of formality. He'll say the inner thing and not the external. And one who has got such a high degree of distributing himself, he must be given by the higher authority, some latitude and magnitude of extending himself in his, some original way. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj,
yes.
What form did the apparent deviation of Arashila Prabhupada take place? Exactly, what was the difference that how he was
I can't count them, but I give you examples, 2, 3, etc.
Yeah, but no, I know that, but I'm specifically in relationship to the sannyas names.
Sannyas name, Prabhupada used first bhakti and then three lettered word, one word. And then that 180 names he began to use, beginning from the past. This sannyas that was not in vogue before Prabhupada. These 108 names or so, sannyasi names. There was Babaji, always Babaji and Dasu. And he did not use any Ananda. Generally, it was Ashlishya Dosha, Vivek Ananda. They used it, Shankar section also, some way or other. This Ananda is generally added in the Brahmachar. The Sharup, Ananda, Chaitanya and Prakash. These are generally recommended for the Brahmachar. But we find that Ramakrishna mentioned and Shankara also in the name of Sannyas, Prakash Ananda, Prodha Ananda. But Prabhupada used, according to scripture, only Ananda in the Brahmachari. Ananda, Prakash, Sarupa and Chaitanya. In the Brahmachari, not in the name of Sannyasi. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. I was told, I heard directly from Sakhi Babu, that when Prabhupada took sannyas, then he went to Vrindavan with two of his followers, one Paramananda, another a Kunja Babu, a Grihastha, the Bhakti Grihasthita, who was recently the Acharya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Their dress, Prabhupada's dress was that of a sannyasi, a red cloth, what the Babaji's they did not like. And they say, Rakta Vastra Vaishnavi Purite Na Juhai. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. A Vaishnava should not wear a red cloth because that represents near Mayavadi and Tantric. So they will always take a white cloth. That is. But Prabhupada took red cloth and his dress was that of sannyasi. He went to Vrindavan. And two of his disciples that followed him, Paramananda and Kunjabhu, they were clad in European dress. Sakhi Babu told that created a commotion amongst the Sahajya. What is this? He went to Vrindavan with a red cloth and also took the Brahmacharins that with European dress. Generally who uses cloth, the Indian dress, but entering Vrindavan with such revolutionary dress. They began to criticize on all sides. That's what Prabhupada showed. We see that was the emblem that you people, you don't appreciate what Mahaprabhu has given for us. All your attention is drawn by the glamour of the European culture. So Europeans should be approached, and when it will be possible for us to accept then Mahaprabhu's creed, then you will come and accept. You are followers of the glamour of the European civilization. You are all slave. You have become slave to European civilization. All your attention towards that. So they should be taken in. So I am couching myself in such a way that I shall approach to the present scientific culture, and the seat is with the Europeans. So his attitude was to attack, to prepare himself as a general, to attack the present civilization in the European camp. And these fools, they are only blind followers of that culture. That was his attitude. All right. Hare Krishna. We shall search the spirit most, and not the form so much. Whether it is a cloth, or it is a pantaloon, or a coat, that have got some value. Not that no value, some value, but the within, the man within, is all important. All right then, I shall dissolve. राधेजी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज की जय श्री गोविंद की जय अखंड महाराज धीश कृष्ण महाराज अरविंद महाराज अद्भुत महाराज एंड ऑल राधा श्री गोविंद धीश कृष्ण ऑल जय 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 गोविंद गोविंद